If there's one thing that we all know about me, it's that I'm constantly fixating on my health.
We know, baby. We know.
It's like I'm always trying a new thing. I'm trying a new diet, a new workout, a new gadget. Just trying to find out what really works and what's fact versus fiction.
Yeah, and I'm constantly researching, usually for Taryn to look up some new illness or ailment and try to calm her down. But also, since being in my 30s, I'm really focused on getting my health in tip-top shape, realizing how I eat and how I move is going to affect me, not just right now, but 10, 20 years down the road. And with us wanting to have a baby this year, health is just more important than ever to us. So all of this research has finally led to something good. Let us introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter health choices every week.
And you don't have to take our word for it. Avid podcast fan Stephanie left an Apple review that says, "The Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast is a life-changing, science-based, myth-busting podcast that's a must-listen for anyone who eats food and wants to understand how it affects their body."
If you're ready to join millions of others like Stephanie transforming their health, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, little cuties, and welcome to Staying Up with Cammie and Taryn. I'm Cammie.
And I'm Taryn, and the two of us have a sleepover every night. But every week, we invite you to join us. So grab your blankets and your best girls.
Cute.
And come on over.
And last night, we did not have a sleepover in the bed. We had a sleepover on the couch. Mm-hmm. And Taryn, would you like to let the people know why?
Okay. You know how bad it feels to be embarrassed? I was embarrassed multiple times last night.
Oh, honey. I was very comforting to you. Okay?
You were
but
comforting.
Now we can laugh and make jokes about it. Want to make a podcast? Spotify's got a platform that lets you make one super easily, then distribute it everywhere, and even earn money. All in one place for free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters, and here's how it works. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else podcasts are heard, and you can even share video podcasts on Spotify. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. And best of all, it's totally free with no catch. It's been so great for Taryn and I to record and publish our episodes ourselves from anywhere. So if you're ready to start your podcast, give it a try. Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started.
Okay, so as we know, I'm a hypochondriac. That really comes to a head when it comes to our house and to gas leaks. Okay, I'm constantly scamming my body for the
that you said scamming my body, which is also accurate.
I think I did say scamming, but I did mean skimming.
Scanning?
Oh, scanning.
I think you meant scanning. Whoa. But let's go skate. Nope. We cannot talk about if Taryn says a wrong word because she will spiral thinking something's wrong too. So
stop. Okay. I was looking. I'm always looking deep within my body.
Okay, there you go.
To see if I'm having any. Camden. To see if I'm having any weird symptoms.
Yeah. So now you're looking deep inside the house for weird symptoms.
Well, so gas leaks are one that I'm always worried about. I'm always like, you know, some people act like they don't know, or they don't act like it. They actually didn't know if there was a gas leak, and then they're like, I don't know. For a month, I was like tripping over shit, and I couldn't talk right. And
who is saying this?
I don't know. It's out there. Google it.
Okay.
And so I was dealing with that as I always do. However, I took a bath last night, right? I'm enjoying my little bath, scrub-a-dub-dub in the tub.
We have a whole nice plan. I tell her I'm going to give her like a massage when she gets out.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a really cute night.
Kimmy was on it. You were like a little butler.
You were anxious.
I was anxious. What was I even anxious about?
I don't know.
This was before the gas leak, so yeah. I don't even know.
I think just
maybe my body knew.
Knew that you were about to trick your body into thinking we had a gas leak?
The body keeps the score. So I'm in the bath. Splashing, having a good time. And then I get out and I go into the bedroom
and I smell an eggy smell. Now, Karen, eggs don't smell like gas. Gas doesn't smell like eggs. Yes, it does. In deadly gas.
I don't think anyone's thinking that. I think we all know what gas smells like here.
No. Sometimes gas smells like gas. Other times it smells like eggs. Okay? You agree?
It's like sulfur. Because they add a scent to make it smell bad so that you recognize it.
Yes. They add something called like methylene or something. That's not the right word, but
I thought that was in carbon monoxide leaks, but no, you can't smell. I don't know. Whatever. Anyways.
Some scent made it smell like eggs, and I'm like taken aback by this egg smell. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I'm appalled.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Cammy! Cam! She comes running upstairs. I'm like, I think we have a gas leak. It smells like eggs in here.
And from my perspective here, I smell nothing. I walk up the stairs, and I am smacked with the scent of her bath. It's like this glorious, it's so aromic.
Aromatic? Aromic.
Neither of the words I was looking for.
I don't know.
It is so intense. Like, it smells glorious upstairs. Taryn's freaking out, saying that it smells like eggs. And I'm like, the opposite. But I walk into the bedroom, and our heater is on full blast because we have the door downstairs open because the dogs were coming in and out while I was down here. And our thermostat is at the bottom of our stairs, so it regulates off of the downstairs temperature. So the heater is blasting. The bath made it all hot. It's so hot upstairs. And our heater in our old house smells like just like a little funky sometimes. Like, it's not the most luscious scent that her bath was. So I assume Taryn was in the bath for an hour and a half smelling all the good smells. She came out and smelled something like slightly less appealing and
eggs.
And it turned into her brain as eggs.
No, that is not what happened. Also,
is it from my perspective?
Okay, then you're
that
right.
Is what happened.
That is your perspective.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that with us. One thing I love about you is your perspective.
Do you?
So anyway, I start to panic. It's too late to call my dad, which is generally what
I cannot
would do.
Believe you didn't. It was only like 9:30.
He already sounded tired when I talked to him at like 8.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's true. He was like, he was over your calls.
He was over it. He literally was like,
stop calling me.
What did he say? He
was like, what are you calling for right now?
Yeah, he was like, can I go now? That's what he said. So anyway,
he was trying to watch a movie.
They're trying to watch Beat Bobby Flay, I think.
Oh yeah, they were. Just not whatever.
A feature film. Anyway, I smell the smell. Cam is like, oh, I don't know, whatever. You know my nose is bad, which her nose is bad. She doesn't always smell the things that I smell.
Yeah.
But she was
especially
right about
the smells that don't exist.
Okay, this is when it becomes mean.
Oh, honey.
Okay, so then
I got to laugh. I had to stay up all night. I can
laugh. Cam's like, okay, I'm going to go get the little gas meter, which
Taryn
I bought
us. Taryn
had
us buy a gas meter a long time ago because she thought there was a separate gas leak.
There
and she
was
wanted
a
to be able to check it.
Cammy.
It wasn't a leak. It was that our oven is old and he was just like, there's no leak.
There was a leak. Don't
okay.
say that.
I don't think there was a leak.
There was a leak. He said it was loose in the back.
I'm being very aggressive right now. Kidding.
Do you want to reword that?
I'm sorry, but let's.
I
Let's
just
take it down.
I know, but you're just making me feel like you're.
Honey, I gotta laugh about it now.
But I need everyone straining. To know that the reason we bought that machine was because there was.
Well, it's good
a
to have.
Small
it is good.
Leak.
I'm fully kidding. It is good to have a little monitor. However, we did not properly learn how to use this monitor, so we kept using it wrong, and it would just constantly say that there was like a gas detected. So when I grabbed it and we used it wrong again. So the second I even stepped on our stairs to go upstairs, it was like, wee!
And then Cam starts to calmly panic, I would say. I notice you click into high gear. You're like,
well, I'm like, we got to take care of this.
Get the dogs outside. What do you need? I just gotten out of the bath. So I just had a shirt on. And so I was like, can you get me pants? Can you get my Uggs? Collect my pants.
I'm upstairs breathing in all the fumes. Slowly dying.
And then I'm like, well, fuck. It's traveling down the stairs. Like, we're all going to be out. So it's like 9-ish. 9:15. We go outside in the backyard. And I'm like, okay, this is going to be a quick little moment. We call the gas company.
I'm upstairs sniffing away, still smelling nothing. I'm like, what is wrong with me?
She was trying to take it down. She was like,
breathing it in, saving my family.
And I'm outside and I call the gas company and I give them all our information. And she says, great. Okay. Well, just stay away from the dryer for now. Cause it was happening right around the dryer. Stay away from the dryer for now. And oh, big piece of information.
No, we'll get to that. The dryer stuff.
Well, but I feel like that adds to why I was so nervous.
We had the reason why I believed that there was something going on potentially, even though I smelled nothing, didn't think it was happening, is because we just had to have our dryer cleaned out, which is a whole separate scamming story that we can get into in a minute. But when they were trying to get our washer and dryer unit out to get behind it to clean it out, they said that our gas line was too short for them to properly pull it out. They didn't want to like break it and mess it up. I wasn't watching them the whole time. They ended up getting the dryer out. So I was like, oh, good. The line must have not been too short. So then when Taryn was like, oh, gas leak, I was like, shit, they broke it and scammed us. We're screwed.
So the next day, this happens. I smell this eggy. Yeah. I'm like, okay, which you can imagine.
And I've been using the dryer all day.
Adds to my fear. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, lady says, okay, sounds great. Stay away from the dryer. And we're going to do our best to get someone out there ASAP. We should have someone there, I can't promise, but within the next 4 hours.
Or maybe tomorrow morning.
It's 9:30.
And guys, we're asleep at this time. Like,
yeah,
we're cozy going to bed.
You know what? It was basically 10 at that point.
It was almost
10. We were counting.
You got out of the bath at like 9:30.
Yeah.
And then it was like 10 once this whole thing got wrapped up.
So that might sound fun for some of you night owls, but for us, we were...
We're like, 4 hours, we'll be dead.
Case closed. Yeah. And I was like, I refuse to go upstairs. Cammy's like, we can just like, let's just go to bed.
It's freezing outside here right now too.
Freezing.
So it's like 45 degrees, which in LA, that's insanely cold. And we have like all the windows open. It's so cold.
So anyway, we sit on the couch. We all get on the couch with the dogs. We're like all cuddled up. It's very cute, I thought.
It was cute.
I don't think you were having
I was not comfortable.
Time. Yeah.
It was too crowded. Yeah, it wasn't comfy.
And we went to sleep.
And then I went upstairs and got in bed because I was
right next to the dryer.
I was like, whatever. I don't smell anything. Bedroom windows open. I shut the bedroom door. Passed out. No, actually, no. Oh, I laid there.
We forgot a massive part of the story.
What?
About 30 minutes after we called them to schedule the appointment, I realized that we were using the monitor wrong. I'm like, this is not right. And so I... did my Google schmoogle. I did my little thing, figured it out. I was a hero, some could say. Mm-hmm. And we walked around the house and tested it again. And one, the egg smell was gone. I will admit to that. Two,
it's not going off
it
anywhere.
It never went off.
And we checked it. We made sure, like, we turned the stove on, made it go off, made sure it can detect gas.
So then we call back.
We're like, oh, problem solved. We're good.
Well, I wasn't feeling good, but
I was. I was trying to convince her that we were fine and we didn't need to do anything and we could have him come tomorrow.
So she says, hey, we're all good. Like, false alarm. We realized that our reader was off. Sorry, I just burped. And she's like, oh, so actually with the nature of the gas leak, because of its danger.
She phrased it in a very scary way too. It was like,
we can't.
Toxic death bubble. Like, it was not
that dramatic. Death balls?
But she was like, it was like a massive deal.
She's like, we have to come out and inspect it. And we were like, okay, so it's so important that you can't cancel it, but it's not important enough that you can't get here within 4 hours.
And we were even saying cancel. We were like, can you just come first thing in the morning? Which, if it's 4 hours, it's going to be 2 a.m. by then. And she said, maybe longer. Yeah. It's like, you can't just postpone it a couple more hours? It was crazy.
Whatever. So then we couldn't cancel it. We couldn't postpone it. We had to lay on the couch all night. Cammy went to bed. Then at 1:16 in the morning, that's exactly when it was, mm-hmm. I heard a little knock 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 at the door. We have a little
Ring
window
camera
at the top, and I saw this friendly little man. Friendly big man. He was huge. Yeah. Actually,
I didn't see him.
He was really tall.
I was trying to wrangle the dogs, panicking.
And then he came in and swiped his little thing around. I want to get the one that they have.
Yeah,
the gas monitor.
Okay.
But yeah,
he said everything's fine. Mm-hmm. We are all good.
Mm-hmm. He said we need to clean out the washer,
which is great because we just spent a ridiculous amount cleaning out the dryer.
Mm-hmm. So washer's next.
Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. Homeownership. But it's funny though, because I feel like we were so focused on house stuff leading up to like the crazy wedding planning.
Yeah.
And now it's like this week has been all house stuff again, but also all crazy wedding stuff.
Guys, it's a lot. I'm not going to lie to you. Definitely get a wedding planner and definitely stay on top of your house. Adulthood hits hard.
it comes in and it hits you hard.
Doobie slapping.
Speaking of house stuff, if anyone's watching video version, you are seeing the infamous bookshelf.
It looks nice.
Really?
I've always said that. I've always said it looks nice.
Yeah.
I just don't like it.
Yeah.
For practicality.
Oh, okay. I can accept that.
Because
with the bookshelf. Wait, let me, this is a podcast.
Oh, correct.
For those of you who don't know the bookshelf dilemma or aren't watching video, I turned all of our books, spine in. I know, I'm a monster.
Imagine that. All you can see are the pages. How would you know which book it is? You can't. You don't.
You do because you organize them and you're very meticulous about your organization. I just wanted it to look more neutral. We have a lot of like cool books, but they're not the prettiest. And before people say like, just take off the sleeve or recover it, a lot of them are not hardback books. So you can't do that. You can't like remove the cover or cover it with something else. So they're just spine in and I think it looks really great.
As someone who wants to be a reader and is only a fraction of the reader she wants to be, does that make sense?
Yeah.
I identify as a reader, but I'm not the reader that I identify as.
Okay.
So I like to look at books that I have. First of all, I buy tons of books that I don't read, and I like to look at them and imagine what it's like to have read them. Or
so you need the spines out so you can keep up this ruse.
Well, partially.
You also read on your Kindle.
I read on my Kindle. But also,
this is decoration.
But also it inspires me to read. I see a book and I think, I haven't read that one. That looks nice.
But don't you look and see all these pages unread and you're like, I want to, the mystery of it. No. What's behind those pages?
No, it looks like one big, big book.
Yeah, I guess I don't, physical books, I don't, unless it's on my nightstand. Like, and I'm keeping it somewhere that I'm reading it. Once it's on the bookshelf, it's probably read already.
We have not touched most of these books.
Most of these are your books, first of all. But most ones that are mine, I have read.
All right.
And they're on my Kindle. So to me, these are decorations. And it didn't look nice. But the internet hates me for it. I have been roasted on all platforms. Yeah. And I say, I don't care.
I say, grow a spine.
Oh, nice. But I do care because I want you to like it. So we're trying to come up with a compromise. And one of the ideas is to turn spine out, have a section of like pretty books, and then have a section if they're ugly, but we want to keep them up here, spine in. So it's not so overwhelming, but I like how uniform this is.
Yeah.
Or we just need to take we need to take all of the unattractive books and put them downstairs.
My biggest learning from all of this is that if I ever write a book, the spine needs to be super neutral. It doesn't matter if the front...
Have you ever read a book?
Yes.
Oh, wrote a book? A book.
If I ever write a book.
Oh, I thought you said read.
Oh, no. If I ever read a book.
I was like, what?
I'm going to change the spine. No, if I ever write a book.
You have holes in your socks, girl.
I have holes in a lot of my socks lately.
Riggins, that's because you leave your socks on the ground. But if they were in the hamper...
Okay, this is kind of feeling like a roast moment for me, and I'm feeling attacked.
Roast, we're talking about how I just pissed off the whole world with my books.
Yeah, but it's aesthetic.
Not everyone. No, most people think it's ugly, too. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, if you wrote
If I write a book, the spine is going to be extremely
stunning. Neutral. Beautiful.
Not even
and
stunning.
And babe, I will display that. You spine out
better if the I only... write a book and you turn it the spine into the wall I well, will run for look. The heels
baby I if you wrote a book I would frame it and put 1,000 it would be the only book we have in our house.
That'd be sick.
Yeah, people go, whoa, what you reading? Pull it out. Taryn Arnold Scott.
That's such an author name too.
Guys, tell them
we applied for our marriage license.
I love that we just always know what we're going to say.
And we had to book. We had to pick our name.
Yeah. We did do the thing. I thought we would do it when we got there. But yeah. We had to do it on the thing. Like pick our last name.
And it was kind of sad. It was like you're getting rid of like, I got rid of my middle name. It was like,
well,
a
you
death
didn't have to.
Well, you did. And then I wanted to because you did.
Baby wants a coffee me all the time.
Coffee cut.
Yeah, I got rid of my middle name because I have two middle names already. Mm-hmm. It's Mary Elise. So Camden, Mary Elise, Arnold Scott.
It's a lot.
So ridiculous. Like, who the fuck do I think I am with that long ass name?
So what's your new name?
Princess of Genovia. My new name is Tarrant. No, imagine.
Change first names.
My new name is Camden Arnold Scott.
That sounds...
Middle name is not Arnold.
Fucking reach.
It does. Middle name is not Arnold. I have no middle name. Last name is Arnold space Scott. We went no dashes, no hyphenating things. Just no. Classic. And you?
Tarrant Arnold Scott.
It that sounds so good. So
sick.
Tarrant Arnold Scott.
And when we have a kid, we know one of our kid names.
I almost just said it out loud. Babe. Babe, that would have been a disaster.
But imagine little blank Arnold little beep. Scott.
Arnold Scott. That's his name. Beep.
What? Her.
No, I know. Okay. I'm throwing people off.
Ooh.
Like I'm pregnant when we know it's a girl.
Even this morning, I was like saying our kid's name like as so if they cute. Would be on a loudspeaker at a sporting event. And everyone's like, the three-name legend. Blank Arnold Scott.
Oh my God. Is she going to be a tennis pro?
I wonder what amount of money I would spend now to guarantee that she would be a tennis professional and like love it.
Oh, honey, you're going to set yourself up for disappointment if you...
No, I don't expect it.
Okay.
I really don't want it. Actually, with how much I want it,
it's not going to happen.
I'm expecting them to like something I know nothing about, like manga.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But I can get into that.
I mean, it'd be cool because then you get to learn about a whole new thing.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, what's the most unfortunate thing my kid could be into that isn't like blatantly wrong? What is that for you?
I don't think I have that. But I actually think
yourself,
I for the I sake don't of think the I, argument. As long as it's not wrong.
Yeah,
because I actually don't want my kid to be into something that I am or was really into, because I think I'll feel like a know-it-all and just be like, oh yeah, well, when I like, I'll make it too much about me.
Fair.
Where I'm like, if they're into something I know nothing about, it's gonna be so fun to learn about. And I always admired that. Like, I can't sing to save my life, so I think singers are really cool. I cannot draw. If our kid can draw, I'm gonna be like, dude, you're a genius. I'm gonna be cool, so shocked.
They could do all our art.
Yeah,
I'm just doing, I'm not actually saying that there's going to be something that's a bummer that they're into, unless it's like right-wing politics. That's going to scare me. But like,
it's only going to be hard if it's like deeply against our belief system.
Right. So I'm thinking, what is not against our belief system that would just be like, oh, okay.
You know what? If they are like a kid who spends all of their time gaming alone, I think that would make me sad and worried of like, one, I'm really scared that technology is moving so quickly that I'm not going to be able to keep up, and I think you will, and that makes me feel good. But like, I just think about what I can do on my phone that my mom has no idea at all. Like, even just like hidden folders, or I saw this TikTok of this woman who doesn't let her daughter have social media, but she has a Pinterest, and she tried it, like someone tried to groom her on Pinterest. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah. So scary. Like
cut her hair. Get it?
Pinterest. That was
obviously terrible.
Anyways, no, not like cut her hair, but maybe. But yeah, I'm just like, that scares me. So, and I don't understand gaming. Like, I will watch you play Fortnite and stuff, and I love that. Like, if it's like a family thing and we're hanging out,
yes.
But maybe that's how we combat that. Of like, you don't get to have like a gaming console set up in your room. It's in the family area.
Yeah.
And that way we can kind of like, we can hear what you're saying on your headsets. Like, the fact that you can go on Fortnite and play, and it's like a 10-year-old
is terrifying
in some random city.
But you could.
But you can. And like, I mean, you guys have gone on like when you play with all of our friends, someone will join in, and it's like, it will be a little kid.
It never makes me, I don't do that because I don't like doing that anymore. I've only did it with that one kid, but I don't like it because it makes me feel weird.
It feels
I'm
weird,
like,
but
I'm
you're
in your ear, kid.
Yeah. And that's weird, but you're a good person that you even feel are like, this is awkward.
Yeah.
But imagine the people who just go on there to do it and then are like, oh, bummer, man. I wish we could play again, but I don't know how I'll find you. Do you have WhatsApp? And like, spooky. That scares me. And I think games are a gateway drug to that.
That's beautiful, honey.
So yeah, that's my fear.
Hmm.
What about you?
I just don't know. I'm like, I'm thinking of like a sport that would be weird or that I'd have to like really get behind. I actually think it would be like, I know I used manga as an example.
Yeah.
But I actually think it would be something like that, like anime, because I know there's like a lot of great anime and, you know, that's a cool art form. But I'm thinking for myself, I know with like anime, you have to like watch it because it's a lot of times in a different language. And so you'd have to watch it with the subtitles.
It's and like a lot of time you have to dedicate to. Yeah, to understand your kids' interests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
like they probably want to go to conventions and dress up and like you have to know all the characters and everything.
And it's not something that I like naturally care about.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be bummed, but that would be more work for me than other things. Like even if my kid was like, I want to be a professional chess master, I'd be like, let's fucking go. I don't have to know about it, but I have to like, but I can get behind the like competition of it, or like the, you know, we got a little tournament, or them focusing, like that makes sense to me. I just feel like if it was like an art form, maybe if they were into fine art, I think I wouldn't be easy like, with that
shit. I don't know how to learn. I just feel like my bigger fear is them not being into anything.
Oh, that's the worst thing I can imagine, like a little plop of a kid.
They're just because that just would make me feel really sad for them and worried for them.
Same.
Where I'm like, if we had to spend, if you and I had to stay up an hour every night watching anime to make sure we knew what characters to say, like, and stay on top of like who they like, who they don't like who's honestly cool.
That sounds like a vibe, the way you described it.
Yeah, I'd be like, we got this, we'll figure it out. Like, you're right, that's a lot of dedicated time. But so is like competitive sports where we have to like go away for a whole weekend to travel with them.
That sounds magical.
You love that though.
Yeah, but you know what, I don't care. I'm stoked to have a little. We're talking like we're pregnant. We're not having a kid.
No, I don't know how this went into kid talk.
But yeah.
Oh, I guess anything too expensive, kid, tone it down, kid. I'm kidding.
I wonder what the most expensive kid sport is.
I think it depends. Like
hockey, I bet.
Hockey is real expensive, but I think it depends if, like, is it at your school or not? Mm-hmm. Like,
oh yeah,
none of my sports were at school, so I had to, like, yeah, everything was additional. I'm going to Google it, actually.
Yeah, look it up.
You want to entertain them while
I Oh, yeah. I was just going to look at you.
I felt you just staring
okay,
at
hockey
me.
Hockey is high on my list of potential most expensive sports for kids. It's got to be something niche, like... Well, maybe golf.
Let's see. Like, oh, the most expensive sport to play is ice hockey.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
Their pads are so expensive.
Lacrosse. I was going to guess lacrosse.
I didn't. I just thought their little sticks wouldn't be that expensive.
Oh, my God. My brother played lacrosse before the school started paying for stuff. And then we didn't even have, like, it had just started men's lacrosse at my school. And then when I was in high school, we finally had girls lacrosse, which I, like, was desperate to play.
You couldn't play?
I did, but I had to quit because it conflicted with dance too much.
Honey, you wanted
I'm sorry,
to be a
are
little...
our gardeners here?
No, I think it's the neighbors. It's Gary.
It is so loud outside, guys. I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I loved
really
lacrosse.
Cute.
But I also really didn't like it the first few practices I went to because women's lacrosse, the stick that is like really tight because girls like, they're like, oh, yeah. Throw it as hard. And then the guys have like a really deep pocket. And I used to play with my brother in the front yard. So I was used to like the men's stick.
You had that.
So I was like.
She was used to the men's stick. Yeah.
Ew. Yeah, that makes sense though.
Cool. Thanks for looking that up.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about?
Shall we play our little game?
Yeah, let's do it.
I don't know if it's a game, but our activity.
Our actoire. Oh, fuck. Is for those watching. You can see, but for those not watching, I always buy these little They're conversation fun. Pack type things.
Yeah.
I think this might be from the School of Life is what it's called.
Probably.
And this one is called Conversation Menus, Questions to Foster Friendship and Bring Meals to Life.
Cute.
Comes with a little stand and you take one of these cards that are just incredible. Feel that.
I know.
Slap that.
That like, that's not flimsy.
No, that's... I can't. That's Here, gonna can you guys start hear a great that? Combo. and you put it on a little stand, which we can't do because we're on the couch. And then you kind of go through it as you eat your meal. So there's a question for starter, a question for main course,
Very
questions
cute.
For dessert. I think we each ask each other one of each.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking that would be fun.
Shall I start?
Oh, yeah, sure. Here, I'll start.
Okay.
Okay, starter, this...
No, I'll start.
This card, the like,
is there a theme?
Theme is resolutions. But they're not like, these are incredible questions. Okay.
No.
My starter question for you, Camden Scott.
Okay.
Is a what immature side of yourself? Oh, we yeah. all have them. Would you like to work on?
Oh, that's a fabulous question. I think I would like to work on where I go when I am hurt. Specifically by you. I think I don't do this when I'm hurt by friends. I think I'm very like level-headed with it. I think because I care so much more when I'm hurt by you.
Mm-hmm.
I go to like very childlike place where I'm like, I need to protect myself. I need to get out of the situation. This person is trying to harm me and I lose all logic. Like I feel like a 5-year-old, temper tantrum, freaking out, panicking. I'm like, you're mean. I'm scared. Ah. So I'd like to work on that. It's pretty immature.
I love you.
I love you.
Brave of you. Thanks. To say that.
Do you want to answer it too? Oh.
No, I think that'll take too long if we both answer it.
Okay. You're going to say, if I share all mine.
If I share all the shit like, I'm immature about.
What?
That was funny. Give me a stwada.
Okay. Describe one thing you would do in the coming 12 months if you were a more confident person.
Oh my God, I fucking love that. If I was more confident, I'm quite confident.
So I was wondering what that meant.
Trying to like think about what a stepped up version of that would be. I think that if this year wasn't going to be so busy
mm-hmm.
and I was more confident,
mm-hmm.
I would try to start some sort of side business.
Yeah.
Whether that's like kick up my consultancy stuff a little bit more and mm-hmm. like start cold reaching out to brands. Like right now I just only take what's inbound.
Yeah.
But I always wonder if I'm like were to start reaching out to brands that I care about.
Yeah. How much you could get.
How much I could get and like keep on retainers too.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's confident as much as like if I was more like, yeah, maybe that is a piece of confidence. Yeah. Like
confidence in your ability to take that on right now.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
I think that's what it would be.
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't say like write something like tangible, like book or something. Get started on that.
That's also what I was thinking when I said like start a side business. Like yeah. maybe I do my like yeah. greeting cards or shit like that.
Oh, I hope you do that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Good job, honey.
Great starter.
Great starter.
What do we have?
The questions.
Oh. Totally. Okay.
A little salad.
A little salad. Oscar.
A little soup.
Man course.
Gazpacho.
We're on to the man course.
What you got, girl?
Oh, my God.
Are you picking one? Are there multiple?
I think you should get to pick first because I got to pick like a juicy
question.
We just
read the top one last time. Oh, I get to pick from any of them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God. There's so many.
This main course is juicy. It's a big piece of meat.
Oh man.
That's how you know she's not listening to me.
Sorry, I can't focus. My ADD is like, oh, I've read like half of each sentence.
Our main
and I'm
course
like,
is a huge piece of red meat, filet mignon. Medium rare.
Oh my God. Okay. What can you forgive yourself for?
I have another family. Just kidding. Clearly.
Like, sure.
Sure. You're like, yeah, okay. I can forgive myself for
being so damn fine.
Being a fucking hottie.
We're so annoying.
Our alter ego that we generally go into is like this weird kind of like little country man. Anyway,
I can forgive myself for that.
You know what? I can't.
I forgive myself.
I don't forgive myself for that.
Where's Casey Gay, Marla?
we're feeling silly goofy. Okay. The sleepover is so fun. So the thing that I forgive myself for is Jesus Christ.
Turn Arnold.
I can only think of one thing.
Go ahead.
But I feel like I've said it publicly before. Not
That's
publicly,
okay.
but whatever.
This doesn't have to be hot on the press.
Okay, yeah. When hot I was becoming gay. Becoming. Okay. When it was infecting me. I had had my first girl on girl relationship. And after that, I went on to have a situationship with that first girl's ex.
Yikes.
And someone that, like, it was messy too. I know now that that was just
a rite of passage.
I know now that that is right by the books. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
No, I know now that that was like me not knowing a lot of gay people and like taking another one of the first ones that I knew and
happened to be.
It just happened to be that person, which is
shitty. Oh, it wasn't spiteful at all? It wasn't like.
Absolutely not.
Oh.
No.
That was a little like.
No spite.
You hurt me. I won't take
it. We started talking because I don't know if she reached out to me or whatever, but we were like, oh, did this person break your heart
Classic.
Too? Classic.
Yeah. And well, then we should just hook up about it.
Yeah. Yeah. So. I wish that I would have, I can forgive myself for that.
As you should. Cool. Everyone's okay. What you got for me? What's my scrumptious little mane?
Describe your life in the most upbeat, optimistic way.
That's it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there's a second part to that question, but I feel like that's kind of fun.
Okay. My life is so fucking awesome.
He's like, Google it. It's perfect.
Oh my God. I was literally thinking this morning because I posted the story about our wedding dress fitting the girl thinking that I'm straight and bringing in my male fiance. There's so many stories we're not sharing on the podcast that we need to.
Yeah, there's a lot.
But I posted it to, I'm trying to post on YouTube Shorts, diversify my content a little.
Love that
and
for
it
you.
Reached a weird audience where like most of the comments were like not nice, which was
really,
yeah, it was really funny because like TikTok, everyone was like so sweet, like, oh my God, haha. Instagram people like loved it. And then YouTube Shorts people, like, I got like barfing emojis, cry me a river. And then someone was like, wow, your life is so hard. And I started laughing and I was like, oh my God, no, it's not. My life is really easy and really great and really beautiful. And then I was thinking about, I was sat on the couch here. Oh, this was last night, not this morning. And I was looking around and I was like, oh my God, 2015, when I moved to LA, if you would have told me you're going to be living in this beautiful house with the love of your life you're about to marry, who you have not met yet, and you're going to have two awesome dogs and you are so happy and you have so much fun and all of these worries that you have right now and fears and like can't get through life are not going to matter. I was like, holy shit, my life is like sunshine and roses and rainbows, and that is so cool, and every issue in it is nothing, and I never want to be sad again. I literally had that whole thought where I was like, I have nothing to be sad about. Aww. Which I know is like ridiculous, of course.
No, I mean, the prompt was, it's all relative, your life in the most upbeat way.
Yeah.
What you just did.
It's so fun.
Hold on. I'm happy that that's your life.
Thanks. You're like, not mine.
Just kidding. No, it's just funny that, like, I can be happy for you that that's your life because you're still a separate person to me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, yes, it's our life, but it's also not. It's my life.
That's so sweet.
Is that weird that we have different lives? Even though...
Even though we do 90% of this shit together.
Yeah.
You guys, we're doing a wedding magazine that I'm collecting all this stuff for, and I wrote a couple things for and whatever. And we're giving it to all our guests. And one of them is an interview with our parents about love and stuff. And the question, one of the questions we asked was like, what is the biggest piece of advice that you would give to Cammie and I, knowing us? And my dad doubled down. He's like, you guys need to spend more time apart, whether it's a day, an hour, a weekend.
He's not wrong. He's but like,
you gotta get out of the house. You just work from home, your friends, your lovers, like
always together.
And that just cracked me up because we do just do a lot together. But my dad, why it's even funnier is my dad has told us that like
1,000 times.
Any chance he can open his mouth, he's like, be apart.
I mean, because our relationship started like right before COVID.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And like, there's been a couple times where I've gone over there when we've been like exhausted of each other. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
I'm going to lose my mind.
I'm going to lose my mind. And he's like, you can prevent this, you know? Okay. For dessert, that main course was so good. Mm. Filet mignon. Nom, 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 nom.
Now I need to wash it down with some pumpkin pie.
Oh, okay. What would Frank be barking about at this moment?
Frankie.
These damn dogs.
Okay. These what are you got? Kind of weird.
Should we skip dessert?
Let's just both answer one. Is there any like good one here? Or should we just fucking
skip? Just the last one?
Okay. How do you hope your life... Sorry, go ahead. You made the talking noise and I heard it as I started speaking.
Choked on it.
Okay, sorry.
How do you hope your life will look different as a result of a resolution in a year's time?
Mine is that I feel so good about my body lately. I know it might not show to those looking on YouTube as I am slouched on this couch.
Stop it.
But just like...
Bleh. You look amazing, baby.
But my point is I've been carrying myself differently. I've been feeling differently in my clothes. I've been like I just feel better than I felt in a couple years.
Yeah.
And that's great. Your laptop is at low battery.
Oh, no. Drama. And the dogs are freaking out. That's not even plugged in. You're going to have to plug it in over there.
Oy vey. Here you go, honey. I know.
Chaos, guys. Yes,
dude, our life sucks. Our life is chaos. Nothing is right.
Everything's bad. The dogs are freaking out. You guys can definitely hear that.
Anyway, so that's mine. Keep I think if I were to even... I've been doing that for most of this year, but if I were to continue that even further, who knows where my confidence will go.
It's knock the tripod.
Oh my fucking god. I'm sorry, everyone.
Okay, I have to get the dogs. We have to edit this. Oh my god. Okay. Do you want to just start your thing again?
No, we got it got good before I cut it. Okay. Before the dogs freaked out and our life fell apart and our life sucks. God.
Everything I said earlier, I take back.
Literally,
I said our incredible dogs. Yeah. Hate him.
What you guys didn't see in like in between the cut that we just made is that Cammy was just looking into the ether and going, my life fucking sucks. I hate my life. I can't believe this is my stupid house, my lame dogs, and this dumb bitch I live with.
Exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, go ahead. What's your answer?
Oh, what was the question again?
The last one.
Oh, how will my life look different a year from now as a result of a resolution?
Yeah.
What the fuck are my resolutions? I think it's just going to feel more secure. I've been trying to prioritize like more adult things, just like having my finances more dialed in. I really want to work on a new project and I'm hoping to make like a massive dent in that this year. So I think hopefully that will progress.
Love that for you.
That was very like... elusive.
Teaser. New project coming from Camden Scott.
Yeah.
Love that.
Thanks. I love you.
Should we ask or should we answer our slumber party cue?
Yeah, let's do it. I'll let you read it since you already did so I can be...
I haven't read the whole thing. Wait. I just liked the mildly energy coming from it.
Oh, you feeling the energy of the cue? Yeah. For anyone who doesn't know, we asked you guys to send in stories, advice questions, just general questions that you have for us over on our email, which is stayinguppod@gmail.com. So if you want to send yours in, you too can have your story read on live air.
You can imagine why I read this when the subject line was help. I'm dumb and I probably need an intervention.
Stunning.
First line, I'm secretly sleeping with my first love who has a boyfriend. Okay.
Let's go.
You have a future.
Sorry, shouted into the...
some sort of marketing.
Yeah, I'm hooked.
I'm here. Hooked. Great job.
Hook, line, sinker. I'm in it.
And now she says, they say, I don't know who this is. Let's just say that.
Yeah, and leave out names.
Context. We're childhood friends who lived across from each other. Cute.
I love it.
We walked to school together and walked home together from elementary school up until high school. We were in a band together, the whole shebang.
So cute.
We were each other's first love and dated in secret for about a year in high school. But we broke up because we were two closeted teens who studied in an all-girls Catholic school.
Of course
you
did.
Who were raised in Catholic families. Get these girlies a Hulu original.
I know.
This is amazing. Okay. We managed to stay friends, but on the condition that we never talked about what we had. Whoa.
Oh my god, this is heartbreaking.
Yeah, this is sad.
I'm gonna watch this show.
All those years were so painful. We tried to be straight by dating guys throughout college. It didn't work. The first time we actually acknowledged our past relationship was just last year.
Wow.
We had a reunion with our high school friends at her place and went through some old pictures and videos when I found out that she wrote me a song all those years ago that she never showed me. I tried to ask about it, but she avoided it since we were in front of our friends. But the following night, she called. When I picked up the phone, all I heard was a guitar intro. Is this fan fiction?
Yeah, this cannot be real. I'm not buying it. Keep going, though.
Oh, my God.
If the end of this says, like, buy my book.
When I picked up the phone, all I heard was a guitar intro and then her voice singing. And I knew it was the recording of the song that she wrote for me. Neither of us said anything while listening, but I know she was crying and I think she knew I was crying too. When the song ended, she just hung up. I don't know what possessed me, but I drove to her place at 3 a.m.
Yes.
We kissed. Yeah. She pulled me in and we ended up sleeping together. We've been secretly sleeping together since, and it's been a year.
Oh my God. 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 Oh my God.
Crazy. Okay. The catch? Question mark. I'm loving this writing.
I'm hearing the catch. But yeah.
The catch? She has a boyfriend who she's been with since 2020. When I ask her if she loves him, she never answers me. But the thing is, I don't think she has it in her to leave him and be her true self. Okay, we're going to come back to that. It's a big sentence. Yeah. I came out as a lesbian when I was 21 and haven't seen my family since. Ugh, I expected that much. I never had a good relationship with them anyway. I know it's different for her, though. Her family's religious and strict, but they love her. They even treated me like one of their own when we were growing up. But we both know very well that if she came out to them, if we came out to both of them, we'd lose them. Mm-hmm. I don't think she can handle the thought. She loves them too goddamn much. I'm in love with her. I've loved her for so long that I can't imagine myself stopping. I've loved her since I was 7.
Jesus Christ. I'm gonna cry.
No, I've loved her since I was 7. I don't know what it's like to not love her. And I want to be with her properly. But I don't know how long it'll be until she can give that to me. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she ever will. She wants to give her parents a nice, stable marriage and children. And we're not even allowed to get married or adopt kids where we're from. I can't live like this. She shouldn't keep living like this. Mm-hmm. And I hate that I'm doing this to her boyfriend, who I know is a good guy that her family likes and approves of. It's shitty as hell, and I know it's shitty as hell, but I keep doing it anyway because I'm greedy for anything that she'll give me. But what do? Give her an ultimatum that needs to come out. Oh, that she needs to come out to him and her family, or I'll walk. Do I want to be the reason that she loses her family? What if she resents me for it? Should I leave and hope she chases after me? Should I wait a little longer? I don't know. Whatever I do, it scares me that it might cause me to lose her completely. Because I don't know what life looks like without her. I've lived 24 years and only lived 7 without her. I didn't have enough time to know and never wanted to have to know. What do I do if I'm going to have to know? Sorry, this is so long. I just needed to tell someone before it killed me. Thank you for sharing so much of yourselves and your love. It gives a lot of us hope that maybe one day we'll be allowed to do it too. Love.
Oh my God, that is so intense. I feel for you so much. What a hard situation. I think I want to start by saying that I don't want to focus on giving advice to the girl you're in love with, because that's not who's here asking, and I don't know what she's thinking, feeling, what she's going through. And also, I think you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself. Like you mentioned that, what if you're the reason she loses her family? It's not you. It's not on you. One, that's on her family. If her family chooses to not be in her life because of who she loves, that's on her family. But also, you know that she is gay, bi, whatever. I don't know what she identifies as, but she likes women. That's not on you. Like, that's whether you existed or not, that would still exist. But I think an ultimatum is never going to be the right thing. She has to want to do this, or it could drive a wedge between you guys, and you can't keep living like this. You're out. You've already gone through that whole process. And whenever you lose your family, when you come out, it's so important to have that system built in around you of supportive people who you can fully be yourself around. Mm-hmm. And now, unfortunately, that person who is like your safe space is and the person you can be yourself around, you two can't be yourselves around other people. And I feel like that's just going to end in heartbreak. I know that you are clearly very in love with her, have since seven, which is just like, oh my God. But
oh, seven, so young.
So young. And I think that there's like a lot more to this than when you've loved someone that long, you've been through so much with that person. It's so beyond just like being in love with them as a romantic partner. Mm-hmm. And I know it probably sounds like it'll never happen, but I don't believe that there's like one true love in life. I think you can find love again. And unfortunately, as the situation stands, I don't see it ending well for you and bringing you happiness. So I don't know. I think I would say give it space and not an ultimatum, but just tell her like, I don't want to live like this. Like, I love you and I would do anything to be with you, but this is not being with you. This is like part of you.
Yeah.
And I understand if you can't go there, but I think we need to not go there then.
Yeah.
Which I know is probably sounds impossible right now. Oh, what do you think, babe?
Yeah, I think I have two main thoughts. One, I'm team ultimatum. What you said is an ultimatum.
I know. I just like, not in the way of like, it's me or nothing. Like, go into it saying that.
Obviously, don't say
I can't because of this. Not like, you need to pick kind of thing.
Totally. I think it's just like, if you want to be in my life,
yeah,
it's going to be in this way right mm-hmm. now, or mm-hmm. I can't. I think that's.
Do you think there's an option of them going back to being friends where it's just too bound to happen?
My point two that I was going to make is that you're 24. Mm-hmm. You've known each other since you were seven. This is very fairy tale, very sweet, very movie. Mm-hmm. You're also 24.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that in a way that is like, that's the oldest you've ever been. And I hear you. It's also pretty young. Like, you're not like, it's not, there's so much more life and so many more people.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what it is like to grow up with someone and think that you couldn't be more right for somebody else, for someone, or like you're just so intertwined, or your lives have been so similar, or whatever. But I wish that I could bestow on you the like hindsight of mm-hmm. like, we could not have worked. Like, of course I love you in a million ways, but as a partner and like what I actually need in my life, that's not the vibe. It's yeah. not going to happen. And like that's especially hard when it's someone you've known that long, when it's a lifelong friend you've had for 10, 15, 20 years.
Ooh.
It's like, I've had some friends since we were 13 and I'm 32 now. So nearly yeah. 20 years. And I'm like, I've probably had crushes on all of them throughout it. And I'm not reducing what you have to a crush,
yeah.
but I've been there in my head and been like, we're perfect together, I think. And then now I'm like,
what was
holy
I thinking?
Holy fuck. Like, no. I think ideally you take space from the situation, like you said, because mm-hmm. you're a good person. You don't want to be hurting this dude. You also don't want to be contributing to this situation at all. Like, it's just kind of messy.
Everyone kind of needs a little clarity.
Everybody needs clarity. And we've all been in messy situations and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm challenging you to take those two things and like combine them and say like, okay, I'm going to give myself space and see. Hold on. Riggins is throwing up. This is bad timing. Oh, she's fine.
She's good.
Nope.
You good?
You good?
Okay.
Our friend is in crisis, Riggins.
Yeah. Can you
knock
just
it off?
Read the room?
So I would like for you to try to put those two things together and like challenge yourself and say, hey, I'm not going to keep doing this for now. Mm-hmm. If you can't come out, fine. If you don't want to do this with me right now, fine. But I'm not going to like survive off of
live in this limbo.
Of you.
Yeah.
And take that time to be like, what is really right for me?
Mm-hmm.
And try to get the like fairy tale picture out of your head that it is this person.
Yeah.
That's what I
think
do.
You also get to a point where you kind of make them fit what you want when you're only getting yeah. this like glimmer of this person. It adds a lot of appeal to the situation. Like, again, we're not doubting that you are madly in love with this person, but being in a successful relationship means being madly in love and this, 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 this.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like those other things that become incredibly important the older you get to have that balance and have a strong relationship just aren't going to be there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I just don't want to see you hurt because I feel like this is something that is inevitably going to harm people. And if it's going to work out, if she's going to come around and eventually be able to just be out with you and be happy and really give it a go, that's going to help. That's going to happen regardless of if you walk away now or not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And like, you guys doing this in secret is intensifying everything. Oh, I think yeah. You and I both know that. We've both been in these in relationships where like it's so much more intimate because you're sneaking around, you're sharing only these phone you two calls get it. With the music yeah. and like all it's years and years of this like this is our space and no one knows it.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that that really is super special to have shared with someone, but it can be blinding.
Yeah.
To like, actually what you want, mm-hmm. need, deserve, all the things.
It intensifies the situation so much, especially yeah. for her. If she's not out to anyone,
yeah.
you're the only person who knows this.
Yeah.
So she feels like you're the only person that she's getting to be this side of herself, but you're not even getting the whole picture of her. Mm-hmm. You're only getting a glimmer of her because she has this whole other side when she's with other people.
Yeah.
And you're trying to live your life as wholly yourself at all times, which I think is our one sole goal as humans, to just get to be ourselves around everyone at all times.
Yeah.
And you're not getting to do that, and she's definitely not doing that.
My first relationship with a girl was super closeted, scared, whatever, the whole thing. We were religious. We didn't want to tell our family, our friends. There was so much going on. And then I was ready sooner than she was. And she was not ready. We still tried to date guys, but we would still be with each other. We hurt so many people along the way. Lied to a lot of our friends. Like, it was just messy. Mm-hmm. And then I basically said, okay, we're doing this or we're not. And she said, we're not. And then a year later, she was ready. And we tried for a year or something. And we both had way more clarity. And we're like, oh, we're not good for each other.
Like whoops.
We shared something extremely special.
Mm-hmm.
But with a little breathing room, it's like, okay, I can live without you.
Yeah.
Which sounds dark, but it's true.
Yeah, it's not dark. I think it's really beautiful. I think people serve their purpose in your life. And just because they're not there forever, like, all of those relationships matter. And your relationship with her will always, always matter whether you end up together or not. But I just think that this is no way to live, having this relationship like this. It's just too painful.
My last piece of advice is that you should take up writing.
Yeah.
More publicly, because that was lovely to read.
Yeah.
That's hard to do. People very don't articulate talented. Themselves well.
I wonder if that's their job.
I don't know, but you should do it.
Please keep us posted. Yeah. We feel for you. Thank you for sharing such a lovely story. I do hope that that's a show or a movie someday, because I would absolutely watch that. We are rooting for you, and we hope that you find a lot of happiness.
And I love your email address. It's very funny. I can't say it, but it's funny.
I want to see it. Where?
Next to the silly.
Alrighty. Wow. Good up, babe. That was fun.
That was fun. I had a great time with you.
I had a great time
with
you.
Are you ready to enjoy the rest of our day?
Yeah, time to go get to work. All right, guys. Thank you for hanging out with us. We will see you next week.
Next week is going to be our last episode for like a week, maybe.
No, I think we worked it out, so we're not missing anything.
Okay, cool. We're going to Mexico, so. Anyway.
It's wedding season, baby.
It's wedding season. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Sweet dreams.
Thanks for staying up.
Bye. Bye.
Did I tell you about the conversation I had with my brother this weekend?
No, what?
We were talking about how crappy our parents' bedding is. And he was like, wait, I have the best bedding. And he's like bragging. I was like, where'd you get it? He's like, Quince. I was like, brother, I got ours from Quince too.
I get the like competition of like, I'm going to put you onto something. You're like, I've been knowing. I don't want to say I made Quince happen, but I feel like everyone's talking about it now. And I've been using it for years. I was trying to gatekeep it. I stumbled upon them when I was looking for those cashmere sweaters.
Yeah.
Because all of them are like $300. And I'm trying to to be a savings girly. And I found Quinn's and they're only $50.
Yeah.
So I assume they had to be sacrificing on quality or something had to be off.
Yeah.
But the quality is amazing. And they also only work with safe and ethical manufacturing practices. You're getting everything you want. They just cut out the middleman and that's how you get the savings.
I also feel like they're a one-stop shop for basically anything.
Yeah.
It's like I said,
did you know
bedding.
Jewelry?
Yeah.
Everything. And that blanket we got, that knit blanket is from them.
The best. Comfiest blanket I've ever had.
They have everything.
If you want to give yourself the luxury you deserve, do so with Quince. Go to quince.com/staying up for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/staying up to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Once again, quince.com/staying up.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.